You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo's around here somewhere, and we're ready to go. And what this 545 nonsense about?
This stuff's overrated now.
We stopped this yesterday. I thought we were supposed to take the first hour off every day. No. No. I was up at the React Defense yesterday, and Jay says, what the hell happened this morning? And I'm like, why? And he goes, you weren't on. As I was forced to watch the news, just pissed me off to start today. I'm like, yeah, that'll do it. Nothing about that is good when you start your day with the news. You want to start your day with WNBA draft info. That's what you want to start your day with.
Yeah.
What a spectacle.
I cried.
Oh, I couldn't stop. To no one's surprise, Caitlin Clark was the number one pick overall, earning a paycheck of, brace yourselves, $74,000 her first year. It'll all average out to about $80,000 over a four-year deal.
To the fever.
I mean, 4 years, Brady. She's looking at about $339,000 if she hits all of her markers. That's game-changing. It's game-changing money for
bar school. Coming off of the $3.1 mil from her money she's making at
Iowa. Yeah, I mean, she's taking a little bit of a cut from her college
although pay. I think that's going to parlay into...
It might end up being a little bit of extra because she's got... But my God, what a league. The league is basically saying, we'll give you $76,000 so you can earn money from all the endorsements and stuff that you're already getting that you should have stayed in Iowa a couple more years. But they made a big announcement yesterday. Again, ESPN said, the most anticipated draft in sports history. But you got to go with it because it's the worldwide leader in sports. Worldwide leader, Brett. And I think they did that. I think I have to say congratulations to my alma mater, Dobson High School, because I'm pretty sure they hosted the draft. It looked like a high school auditorium is where they held this thing.
I think you're right.
And first off, let's talk about the red carpet. I don't know if you guys watched any of this thing. I'm sure you did.
The world was watching. I had nothing else to do.
So I watched the W's as they entered the arena.
I watched it when you told me about it this morning.
Oh, yeah, you did? You took a look at it.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you go to bed early. It's understandable that you missed this amazing... it's like when man landed on the moon, only it was W. So the W's are walking on the carpet. And each one of... Now, I know you watched the NFL draft. And if you don't know what that is, that's the football draft, the lesser-known NFL. It's a football league here in the United States. And some people pay attention to it. It's very small.
Heard about it.
It's an M.
Yeah.
NFL, and people don't care for that. Walking along the carpet, I'm watching the girls, and sometimes in the NFL draft, they'll show these gentlemen from colleges, and they'll bring their girlfriends along, and they'll be on. Every one of these WNBA girls seems to be available.
They didn't bring their girlfriends around?
Not one of them. Not a girl or a boy. And look, they're shooting in a pile of fish. They're not even like, it's trout or bass. They don't care what they catch. It's a girl, and not one of them. I didn't see anyone bringing a fella or a lady to the party. They were all solo. So My guess is this turned into kind of a scissor party at the end, the way the all the and they looked so good dressed as W's. I very rarely see them dressed as W's. They seem to be a little bit uncomfortable in the clothes of a W. One of them was dressed like Pee Wee Herman. I have to say the tuxedo one made me laugh. But the W's look good. And then they draft that Caitlin Clark, and it was, I mean, look at that. Does she look natural in that outfit for women or not? I mean, that is.
Yeah, she's trying to pull something off.
Yeah, that's outrageously beautiful.
Prada.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
And that's Caitlin. She's a game changer.
That place looks smaller than the Marquee Theater almost. I mean, it's like.
Sure it was at. Pretty sure it was at Dobson High School's auditorium.
Dad or brother.
Look at all the beautiful W's.
Oh, my God.
They had a big announcement last night, too, making the big step forward. You're not going to believe this. The WNBA announced yesterday that next year, which is coming up here, their next season, the WNBA as a league is going to actually pay for playoff plane tickets.
Wait a minute, they didn't pay for them before?
Evidently not.
Well, who paid? What, they had
I don't know.
Turn in their Southwest miles or what?
They have enough miles accumulated during the season.
You had to have a buddy pass. And yes, they do juice up some mileage during the year. But I think they had to use all their points.
I guarantee they'll also get there. But being standby, it all depends if there's availability on the plane.
Exactly. And I don't know what the plan was before, but they made this announcement. I'm watching. They said, and the big announcement, two announcements last night from the WNBA. Maybe I misunderstood that. But then it scrolled across the screen. WNBA announces league to pay for playoff flights in upcoming season,
which is I would it's kind of a smack in the face, and because based upon of the the results of this, here's what we're gonna do.
I don't know what to think of it
because there were there's a little bit of look, our ratings were higher this year.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna give you a little.
And
bone
they're
on that,
making so. The. Men's is making $877 million,
yeah,
something like that on the profit side of the game this year, and we got us $86 million.
And the NBA's ratings have fallen nationally too, so I wonder if they're going to take away flight miles from LeBron and the guys.
So what happens if like the Mercury Center doesn't have enough points to go to the playoffs? They just can't go, or what? I mean,
well,
they'll have the points covered because it's coming from the actual players on the NBA.
The NBA will fund it.
More games.
So or better yet, I like Brett's ideas. You have some of the W stand outside of like a Whole Foods and stuff. And then they try to send us to Atlanta to play, you know.
Like selling chocolate bars.
We're in a club league you might have heard of, and we're trying to get to a tournament in Atlanta. We're in the playoffs. We're like a two seed. And I'm surprised still that the W Mercury have a center that can go across state lines. I'm pretty sure that her international felonies are. But whatever. And then the other announcements, which that got me so excited, is that the talent pool, as we see in the WNBA, is so deep. That's why it's so good and great to watch and such a quality product, is that they've decided that they're going to add some teams, which is great news for.
Some teams or one team?
They said they didn't specify whether it's. Well, they have to add at least two to keep it going, you know, because you got to be even.
Because it'll be, yeah.
So that's 12 people who.
So pair.
Who it's going to water down the talent just a little, but I mean, as white hot as the W is, we got to water that talent down so we don't all pass out while we're watching. What? And then you got WDADs now, the woman dads that are celebrating pregnancy. They announced that yesterday. That was a big celebration for Brittany and
Sherelle,
Sherelle. They're going to be
Cheryl.
WDADs, and I think that's fantastic. Good for them. I'm proud of all of them. What a show last night. I don't know if there was anything else even on TV. I think it was covered like a presidential speech. It was on all the networks. Boy, if you watched it and listened to them talk about themselves, you'd have thought so. One of them actually still, I don't remember where she was a kid. She goes, look out, men. No, we're good. You're all right. That's where it's just like, stop it. Stop acting like eventually this is going to overtake anything.
The trivia question of the night is, who was the second person drafted?
That's a great question. And by what team?
Yeah.
It's a great line in 30 Rock when Tina Fey walks into Alec Baldwin's office and she's been crying. And he says, you look very tired, Lemon. What happened last night? Nothing. Are you upset? Did the Liberty lose last night? And I pooped my pants.
It's like Philly, Toronto, Portland.
Ooh, Toronto's got a team?
No, they're looking. That's a possible expansion team.
Oh, that's
Toronto, Portland, Denver, Nashville, and South Florida.
Philly's a go.
Take this W mother international. Let's go to Canada, everybody. Man, oh, man. Yeah, so I watched a little WNBA draft for as long as I could tolerate it, which was hysterical. The red carpet was a riot. Like, it's just exact. They don't come up with any ideas of their own. Let's just do exactly what the men do. And I mean, down to, like, this is how it works. It's the template. It's a cookie cutter. And then they act like they've accomplished something. Do your own thing. Stop acting like you're that. You're not. This isn't the NBA. It's the WNBA. You want it to be different. You want it to stand out. But no, you're doing exactly what the men do. And it shows that it's lesser product.
Let's have the girls walk out and touch a belief sign. Again, that's taken. That's
right. Yeah, it's bad.
Any other ideas?
I giggled and giggled and giggled. And the fact that they dress some of them up like, and so, also in fairness, a few of them look great. There are a few girls that know how to wear women's clothes, and I mean, they look great. A couple of them are unbelievable, statuesque, tall, beautiful ladies. And then some
number
are not.
Number two was that girl from LSU.
Who? Angel Reese?
Yeah.
Did she go second? Because there was. I don't know when they're supposed to go. I don't follow. I didn't have my mock draft.
I mean, I should know, but let me pull up the draft order here, just because, you know.
We don't want to make a mistake.
Right.
Because so many people do know, and I want to make sure that we're following along.
Let's see here. There's so many websites.
She had to be
from.
Decked out, too.
Guillermo says, did you see where Caitlin's best friend from Iowa accompanied her to the draft for support and accidentally got drafted by the Las Vegas Aces? The bad thing about that email is I don't know if that's true or not. That could have happened.
Her brother was at the table with mom and dad.
Let me see if I can. But I don't know. Did that happen? Did her friend get drafted by the Aces and they just, we'll take the girl adjacent to Caitlin that's close enough to. Oh, the second one chosen was
Cameron Brink.
Cameron Brink. She's going to the L.A. Sparks. She's going to make just under $74,000 this year. Yeah, I don't know when they just keep going.
I think that's,
Angel Reese went to the Chicago Sky. The Dallas Wings, sponsored by OB Tampons, I think. The damn thing has wings.
Well, who'd the Mercury get? I mean, we got to know who to root for.
Did they have a first-round pick?
No, apparently
not. Yeah, they didn't because they traded
the,
it away.
The second round in South Carolina, person. I wonder if that was the giant tall redheaded.
Second round either.
Did the Mercury know about this?
I don't think they showed up.
Name on the list. Maybe they didn't have any flight miles.
They're all testifying for.
Oh, that could
the Griners.
Well, they could have been at the.
There we go. They got a
gender
third
reveal.
Pick.
Third rounder. They got Charisma Osborne.
Let's see what this broad looks like.
No, it was Charisma Osborne's my little girl. She's my little W.
Yeah, I don't know.
See what she looks like.
Oh, don't do this to yourself, Brett. But let's not play let's see what she looks like. We don't do this for the men. In fairness, we never go let's see what she looks like unless, all right, yeah, she's UCLA. Nothing really.
Not what I thought she'd look
like. Yeah, just a girl playing basketball. Yeah. Now, occasionally we do look at dudes in the NBA and go, did you see what that guy looked like? There's some definite goofy-looking dudes. There's a guy in Alabama that I swear to God might be the second to last guy in the evolutionary chart. He plays offensive line. I'm like, all right, he's not fully upright yet. This dude is a monster, but he's so big it looks like he's crushing himself.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
WNBA.
And the dude from Indiana State who's now transferring.
Yeah, the Larry Bird guy. It's pretty amazing. Batman. They said that the second person picked's name is Cameron Brink, and she's pretty hot. There were a couple of good-looking ones. And look, you can get mad all you want, but we look for that, and that's the reason you red-carpeted that. And there's nothing wrong with that. We can do that. They started to say that sexualization thing last night was like, but they're dressed up in these beautiful clothes. The dudes, when they were, I remember when Ezekiel Elliott went into the draft and he had a suit on and he cut it in half so his abs showed. I've never seen like a going out suit like that. And it was just, he was ripped. And chicks were losing their minds. And it's like, it's okay for you to do it. We're going to sexualize the good ones on your end, too, when they're dressed up like that. What
Batman wants to know if this is their plane ride.
No, that's not your plane. Yours is this one rolling in.
Oh, this is Major League. The prop plane that comes to pick him up. The logo.
Cameron Brink is the one on the New Balance basketball commercials. Have you seen that? They've been pounding that during that. That's her. She's with a bunch of guys. She was the, I think.
I've seen the one. Oh, South I know Carolina. Who you're. I know, that's the one where they have the girl playing basketball with the guys. And,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know. She's all right. Nothing special. But the WNBA, it is. Man, oh, man.
No.
She looks like one of those Russian mail order girls. She's all
right. Kim Petras.
Little Kim Petras. Yeah. It's the flashy blonde hair. And when she stands next to the WNBA player, she's a stunner. But on her own? I also watched last night something pretty awesome, which was an AI beauty pageant. It was basically
Miss
weird
AI.
Science. Did you see that?
I saw it.
The
this
pictures?
Morning, the finals.
Oh, man. It's good. It's, this is, this, if I was teenage Johnny, this messes me up for everything. Like, the, you talk about the standard for beauty being detrimental to a young girl's health. Wait till these chicks start showing up on the reg. There's no competing with this.
And winning it with your AI. Oh, babe, you get $13,000.
You get money to invent the Kelly LeBrock. But this makes Kelly LeBrock look like a homeless girl. And it isn't. These girls are in.
There's one.
Yeah, that's one of them. They're not real people. That one was the one that got me. The one on the boat or on the ledge or whatever she's on.
This last one, I got to get the headshot, but that's a, I can't.
It's in
the New York, check out the New York Post.
Because if I was 13, like I used to make 16-bit girls with my friend Mike Burkhardt on my Commodore 64. We figured out how to make curvy, like, you know, Jessica Rabbit type things, but they were 16-bit. It was like Minecraft women. If I had the ability as a teenager to build that, it talks to me. It develops personality. I'm not going anywhere else. My jerk game's going on strong. AI, you want it to? This is Dennis Miller said it years ago about virtual reality, that if you could get a helmet and have virtual sex with a supermodel, it's going to make crack look like Sanka. This stuff is about to do massive amounts of mental damage to a bunch of young boys. And, you know.
That pink-haired AI model.
Yeah, the hot, hot one. In the chair.
Has over 306,000 Instagram followers, rakes in $11,000 a month.
For who? The guy who invented her?
For her fans that check her out.
Yeah, but I'm just, make money for them. I know who.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be
the dude who invented her makes the money. I mean, the AI beauty pageant last night, I'm watching this thing. I'm watching the results of it on a story. I didn't watch the actual. I don't know that it was an actual. That's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Not real, of course. But I'm not one to stand up and say, okay, this is wrong. The beauty standards are, you know, this is dangerous. This is a game changer.
So this was on over the WNBA?
No. I didn't watch it as it was live.
They need to.
This needs to be on broadcast television. Yeah. As bad as CBS. I mean, I watched American Idol last night. That thing's still on. So, but on my phone, I'm flipping around. I'm like, AI beauty pageant. Saw some of the pictures and stuff. And it is. If I was 14 and could invent this, and not only that, she's pulling me $10,000 a month if I. What? Why would I go out with any real girl? They don't hassle me.
They don't have to deal with the anxiety.
No periods.
Oh, man.
I know.
Jesus.
Stalkers.
Sold.
About 18 years ago on this show, we jokingly said, build your perfect woman. And we asked for the ingredients of it. I remember the first call, a guy said, handles on her head. And I started laughing like you didn't even go to boobs or face. Cup holder on her top of her head, handles on her head, a zipper for her mouth. The things that guys would do. But then now you can do it. And soon you can 3D printer.
Somebody hand me my MacBook. I got to go to town on this.
No periods. No baby maker. No arguments. Just It is a game changer on how people will interact with each other, and it's just going to shove young. If I was young, I already pretty much fell in love with the girls on Saved by the Bell. Every model in Adam and Eve. My mom still probably to this very day doesn't know that we were subscribers to Adam and Eve lingerie catalog because I got to it way before anybody else in the family. I did massive beatdowns to those weird magazines that I think turned into Victoria's Secret. But at the time, Adam and Eve would send these booklets of women in their underwear. And it was kind of porno. It wasn't just like JCPenney ads, the girls in granny panties and bras. These chicks were in thongs and their bras were off and they're holding their... It was hot. And the mailman had to think I was like the most diligent young man on the planet. I stood outside by that mailbox every day. How you doing there? How you doing? I never even opened your mailbox, son. Thank you. Give me that. Oh, yes, it's Adam and Eve Day.
Just took him two or three deliveries to figure out.
Yeah, this kid beats off to Adam and Eve. I'm going to give him another one tomorrow. You see me the next day, I'm more pale. My legs are a little shaky. Two in a row. I'm like, oh, he's trying to kill me. But that was my teenage years. Like, if I could find it, my first major purchase after I started working, I was 15 years old. I was working at Tony Roma's. I took my first day's tips. We got tipped like $12, $13 a day. And I started to pile it up. Didn't spend it on anything. Didn't have a car. And I put it in, and I saved $235. And I remember my mom said, I'll give you whatever you need. That's pretty good. You did
the balance.
And we went right to Spencer's, and I bought a 4-head VCR for my bedroom.
Ooh.
For beating.
Game changer.
It was game changer. It was absolutely game changer. Now, I didn't watch porn. I then learned back in the day, February, May, and November were sweeps months for the local television channel and national TV channels, and they tend to sexy up their TV shows during that time. A lot of people in their underwear on the... It was questionable. And Baywatch was about to start like a year later. I could throw down to pretty much anything. If you gave me AI girls and I could make them, I wouldn't be here. I'd be this thin string bean of a human being sitting in Monty Circle in Mesa in a bedroom in the back room with the crustiest carpet you could have ever imagined. I'd have been a computer programmer. That beauty pageant. Look it up. Just Google right now AI beauty pageant and try to get any work done. And then look at your wife and then let her go, do these pants make me look fat? Oh, no. I know I'm no prize, but for crying out loud, I didn't know you could build one of these. And don't think, ladies, you're out of it. You can do it, too. You build yourself a man. Hey, go ahead. But
imagine that hair bun that is a cup holder, you know, scrolled like Princess Leia.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a
two head handles and a zipper on the mouth. I mean, come on. I mean, 18 years ago, you guys built one and it still holds up if you ask me. And then some dudes would call us like ridiculous, like she has teats. I'm like, no, that's weird. Keep it in the parameters of a normal human body. We don't want six of those things. I barely know what to do with two of them. AI beauty pageant, it's out there. And you're just, you know, another reason to go through your kid's phone today and make sure that that's mentally unstable. You're not going to make it through life. Because if you've got AI girl chatting with you and she says all the right things, and then you try to go to prom with some girl who's like, you stepped in my dress, you didn't say I'm sorry, and I think that's really rude. I'm going back to the computer. You're a nightmare.
Why don't you pay attention to what I want to do?
I'm going back to the screen.
Let me call Jay Cutler. Don't care.
Don't care. See, I don't care about your needs. I've got this girl back in a box, but she's not real. And you are, and that's the problem.
I can close the laptop lid down at any time.
Anytime. Well, wouldn't it be great if you could do that, if you could fold your woman in half?
Done.
Well, this argument is really annoying. I'm just going to go ahead.
What are you doing? Stop. Shutting down.
That's better. Just folded her in half. You're home. Good. Are you here to tell me about all the women at work you hate? Let me just shut you off for a little while. I'm not ready for this conversation.
The then Sarah told Denise that, oh, God, it got so weird. She told her that her hair looked bad today, and then I was it. So she comes to me. I'm like,
who are these people? Who are any of the people you're talking about?
You met her once. Remember her husband, Todd? He said he listened to you, but then he was wrong, and it was really John, Jay, and Rich. And
I don't know who you're talking about.
We went to dinner with him 4 years ago.
Nothing. Boo. Shutting down.
How do I reboot this goddamn thing?
Hold of an app.
Go through the... In your mind, Rolodex of Pam. I know there's
one.
Evan Pam.
There's that one. She's good. I like
Gina's,
that one.
There's...
And then, yeah, who's Gina? Gina.
You know, Eric's wife.
Who's Eric?
Which Eric are we talking about?
The K? The one with the K?
You know the one.
Shutting down. I hope the old man found that tractor beam. I would like that. But now you can. Now you can build the perfect woman and you can close your laptop on it. This is me. I think the AI girls are dangerous to your teen psyche. I think they're dangerous to like incel psyches.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Like the dudes on it, they're going to gain false senses of confidence that they know what to do with women, and then because they'll never face adversity from their AI girlfriends. If you can build them to look the way these looked yesterday, and then you go out and meet real ones, and they give you a little guff, the dude's going to lose his mind. Every mall in the world is going to start having a bullet parade. Yeah, anyway, but Google it because these women are. You know, they're like, we keep pretending this body positivity movement has made everybody change what's beautiful. It's actually gotten worse. Because if this is what when an AI beauty, I didn't see one fat girl in the AI beauty pageant. Nobody builds a fat, normal looking girl. We can see those all over.
Yeah, why would you?
They're very rarely someone's fantasy. And I can say that because I'm no one's fantasy. And the difference between me and most big girls is I accept that.
Maybe that's the, I know, I mean. You're going to have AI girls that certain people like certain body styles.
Okay, yeah, fetishes, that's what that's called. Brady, you and I never will be an AI prototype.
You don't want to see like 1,000 Ashley Grahams?
No, I don't see one. I know. If any woman built you as her AI prototypical Superman.
Beyond dad bod.
Without laughing. Yes, that's exactly what we'll call that, to be nice. We would immediately send her to a place where teams of psychiatrists would try to figure out what's wrong with her. I mean, you could have built anyone, and you built Wilford Brimley Jr.
Well, yeah.
All right. What did your dad do to you?
Lots of stuff.
We know. No. We know. How big were his fingers?
About the size of that AI guy I built.
That's what, okay. That, why didn't you build a Jason Momoa, a good-looking man?
That's not my fantasy.
You were abused. Rather badly. We're going to keep you in a padded room. If you built me as your sexual fantasy, I don't want to meet you. If a girl out there said, I built an exact replica of you as my sexual fantasy, I'd be like, something's wrong with you. Of all the choices in the world, you built one of these? This is like building a Saab at a Ferrari dealership. What are you thinking? Stupid. Yeah, it's the old Groucho Marx thing. I wouldn't want to join any country club or any club that would have me as a member. Like, if I'm good enough for your standards, I don't want to be part of that club. So, ladies, if you want to build the ultimate sex god, and I know that Brady's quiet because he's insulted by this. He'd assumed he's probably in the top five.
Yeah, huge.
You're. I hate to be the guy who says this to you, but sometimes reality is you are no one's fantasy, my friend.
How dare you, sir?
No woman ever slides her middle finger and the rest of her hand down the center of her stomach.
What I'd like to do to him.
Over the top of her belly button, right onto her love button, and closes her eyes and pops you into her brain. Just doesn't happen. Nobody's fantasy. In fact, if you creep into somebody's fantasy, usually it's followed up with one of those cartoonish, like, head shakes, try to etch-a-sketch out that and start over. You were an intruder. You're a glitch.
I got to believe...
No, nobody's
done. Entire human population, there's one that might not. I'd eat corn.
No. No one has ever said that about you. No woman has ever looked at you and said, I would eat the corn out of Brady. Nobody has ever said. And the one girl that does needs to be shot or kicked in the head by a horse.
I want to meet her.
No, I don't. There's a lot wrong with her. And I'm not saying it to be mean to you. Standing right next to her is the creep show that would have eat the corn out of my
I've never thought that, John.
Nobody has ever laid down and rubbed their button thinking of either of us without laughing the whole time.
That should be the category.
You know,
you think anyone's ever said this about this person or that person? No. Nope.
The better part is, like, if that's true, Brady, if there's a girl out there pleasing herself to you, usually it comes with a guy standing on the other side of the room with a clipboard and a timer to see how long she takes before she starts laughing, and then they put her in the Guinness book to see if she can finish. It's a dare.
I'm going to go on the edge of legend and just basically say, nobody in this building, basically. I mean,
yeah, would have that category.
Maybe Joseph, possibly, but I mean, that's about it.
You think a lady still? I would see that someone has rubbed their button to Joseph.
Yeah,
and thought,
it's
wow.
Like, he's about it.
It's
yeah.
Like platinum status. You know, it's like double platinum. Two people have said that.
Yeah, I don't know. Joseph's wife probably hates him as much as all wives hate their husband.
Yeah,
she's probably rubbed her button thinking of Joseph. I mean, I've thought of Joseph before accidentally. He just pops in because he's got nice clothes. Maybe his wife. But yeah, we're all delusional to think that any woman is actually rubbing themselves and thinking of Brady, for Christ's sake. There are 7 billion people on the planet. You are 0 for 7 billion on the fantasies. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's never happened. Same with me. 7 billion, not one has ever gone, oh, I got to think of just. With all the options in the world, I am not coming to mind. And if I am, there's something really wrong with you. Really wrong with you.
I thought of you last night while I touched myself.
Why? Your brain could have thought of anyone in the world.
But I thought of you.
Okay, well, let's get you to the psychiatrist immediately, because that's just a waste of your thought juice. You didn't finish, did you?
No, I fell asleep.
Of course. You were fantasizing about, you know, crackers. Fantasize about filet mignon. You don't fantasize about, you know, honey maids. And I'm not even good enough to be a honey maid. Those have flavor.
Really? You were thinking about Moynihan?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, Moynihan's never had a fan. Like, a woman's never gone, oh, man, last night I rubbed one out to Moynihan. No. Never. And even Moynihan, if Moynihan hears this, he's downstairs. He's one of our sales guys. If Moynihan gets, if your head drops a little like we just hit you with info, you've been delusional your whole life. Get in the boat with us, Moynihan. There's like 8 guys on the planet that chicks fantasize to, and we're not any of them. Yeah, Joseph
the top is, in the building.
I mean, go through the list of dudes downstairs and tell
I would
me.
Say that.
Har.
David Har. People fantasize that he leaves the room. I might jerk off to that. Hey, there's Har leaving.
I'm going with Dustin.
Dustin.
No, we said, that's true. No, because we said any woman. I mean,
I'm going all the way. Yeah. I'm saying
women
on
do
side,
like that.
Open
though.
Skate. Mm.
I think you might be right. I think there might be a woman who's diddled to Dustin before because her fantasy is that she could swap him out to.
There's a challenge.
Yeah, that she brings him over to the side God intended.
I mean, ChatGPT. You know,
no,
Neanderthal.
No.
Fitz.
Shannon. And you know what? I wonder if Neanderthal would be like, oh, come on. There's a girl that I used to jerk off all the time. And like, that's gross. She still wasn't thinking of you. You could have phone sex. And I would anticipate that you're thinking of someone else, even though I'm on there. I'm just kind of available. You don't go fishing for minnows, is what I'm saying. You put your line in the water and you pull up a bluegill like me when there's sharks flying around. It's like, this is dumb. You're dumb. I have no respect for you if you fantasize about me sexually. I think you're an idiot. I do. I honestly, I think you might be deranged. I appreciate it. It's great.
Yeah.
But if you're alone and I, you know, pop up in your brain and you're eating, like Brady says, you're eating the corn out of my mouth. I've never heard that before. That's gross.
I'd eat the nuts out of his turds.
Oh, hi. I want to introduce you to my mother, ma'am. Anyway, gross. So, yeah, AI people are better. Because, yeah, and again, there's no body positivity. I'm sure some guy's going to, even a guy who likes big ones is not going to build If you could cast, he's not going to build himself what he could have. No, that's what I always say. You don't fantasize about things that you are readily available to you. If you could go to Walmart right now and pick up your fetish, you're going to do it. Your fantasy is not going to be readily available. Otherwise, it's not a fantasy. It's a doable. You know? It's like fantasizing about lemonade. I can go get that anywhere. It's fantasizing about, you know, a lemonade fountain. Like a waterfall of it. Like, that's what you fantasize about. Stuff that you can't have. Otherwise, it's not a fantasy. Stupid. Fantasize about your wife or husband? That's dumb. They're right there. We've had this chat with Brady before that he actually thinks of Ronnie while that's going. You don't think of Ronnie while you're tugging. There's no way. That's dumb. She's right there. Just roll over.
All the time.
Yeah, that's what you say. And you're not fooling anybody. God knows.
Including her.
I know. She knows. She's aware of it. You're a dude. But now you don't even have, now you don't have to do any imagination. It's all the computer. It's amazing. Those women were on. Anyway, I digress. And if you're fantasizing about me right now, ladies, check yourself into one of those giant hospitals for special people and really take a look at yourself, because this is wrong. I would giggle. I touched myself thinking of you last night. What? Really? You meant that? All right. Let's get you in a long jacket. It's 619. Maybe Brett. I suppose Mathiah could. And I only say that because of your hair.
Nah, probably not.
But I've seen you in the pool. Nobody's thinking of that.
No. No, absolutely.
Toledo, certainly. Out. Now, I'm trying to think if anybody has ever been top of the list fantasy.
Not here.
Yeah. It's just weird. There's nothing here.
I mean, even look at our promo credit. Yeah, I mean, geez.
I'm trying to think of one.
Yuck. Motley Crue, that is.
Yeah, I can't.
Ed?
Oh, my God.
Ed. He might have a lot of them.
Ed the sales guy. What a boring fantasy that would be. It would just be him staring at you through a window or something. I don't know. Stop it, lady. Build your own perfect guy on AI, ladies. Don't blame us for doing the same. But sorry about that to all the big girls that thought this movement had changed things and Target commercials with fat models and it made all of us. We still want this image of perfection just got worse. It just got a lot worse if this starts getting.
You're still a beast.
Yeah. And that's not what men want, because the AI beauty pageant didn't have one of you up there.
That doesn't represent real women.
Exactly, because right. They're not. And that's the new swing in this whole deal.
You can't have that.
Why? It's not real. We know.
It doesn't even exist, right?
And we still would rather have that.
It's Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
The build it, I will come. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98KUPD.